Researchers interviewed more than 1,000 teenagers and 500 parents. Results show the number of students attending what the report calls drug-infested high schools has risen by almost 40% since 2002. Joseph Califano, former secretary of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare in the Carter administration, heads the center that did the study. He says drug use has become as much a part of the curriculum as math or English. But Steve Fernan, a consultant with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, says the survey results are at odds with more comprehensive national studies and the state's own annual survey of teen drug use.
In Wisconsin, we've been conducting the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, which has a sample size much larger than even their national study that they're citing, which shows that drug use has been dropping over the last 4 years.
Fernand says the state survey shows that binge drinking is still the biggest problem, but there's a definite rising trend in the number of students who say they recognize the dangers of drug abuse, especially marijuana. The national survey also found 60% of parents were pessimistic about achieving completely drug-free schools. Fernand says that's not surprising because drugs are so pervasive in American culture.
As long as it's an issue in our culture, it will be in our schools because they reflect the communities and the neighborhoods in which they are situated. But I think the program goal is still laudable, and that is to try to make them safe and drug-free.
Fernand says the debate shouldn't be about rising or falling drug use trends, but about the best policies and programs for reducing teen drug use. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.